My name is Lisa Jobson. I'm calling from Woodstock. On NPR today, I just heard the news that the funeral for Alton Sterling is today. He was one of the gentlemen killed this week by police. They mentioned that he had a gun. They didn't say anything else about him, what kind of man he was. But my point is this. We always hear about Second Amendment rights. Do black people have Second Amendment rights?
This is Peter Bottenheim in Williamstown, Massachusetts. I have been a loyal WAMC listener, full-time or summertime, since 1979. This is my annual request to all summer and part-time listeners to join my wife and me in supporting WAMC with a generous gift. This is our way to thank Alan Chartok and everyone at WAMC for giving us the very best public radio station in the nation.
My name is Ed Dartford, and I'm in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. This morning, Alan Chartok stated outright as a fact that Melania Trump could not have possibly written her own speech. Now, where did he get that from? He does not know Melania, who, by all accounts, is a well-accomplished young lady. He must just think she can't think for herself.
Hi, this is Bob Reed. I was listening this morning to your show. It comes on at 9 o'clock. I just want to say I thought your comments on Speaker Ryan and the way you talked about him was completely irresponsible and, derogatory towards the Speaker of the House. I know you don't like typically conservative members, but I do think he's not a terrible person. And to call him a eunuch and some of the comments, I think, were just completely disparaging and unacceptable for a public radio station.
Hey, everybody. It's Cindy St. George from South Hadley, Mass. Just wanted to say how much I, as a dance teacher's daughter, as a parent of a Skidmore graduate, so I've been at SPAC, am enjoying the whole morning of all these interviews of the artist, the choreographer. Now the lady who's speaking is in charge of the set. Please let her know we see it all. We see it all. We see the artistry of the people who dance. We see the beautiful visual effects that they've all worked so hard to create. We note the composition, at least I do as a piano player. I'm privileged to recognize all these facets. Tell them they're all top-notch.